It's a foggy night on old Cape Cod, a perfect night for a mystery. Tonight, Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater presents a Captain Underhill mystery thriller entitled The Case of the Calico Lobster.
Close your eyes and sail away on a dream vacation to the Bahamas. Now that...
Good night, Linda.
Good night, Dad.
You want me to stay and help you close up?
No, thanks. I've got it. I'm just waiting for one more pickup, and once that's done, I'm out of here, too.
2X491.
You want me to stick around until you finish your broadcast?
No, thanks, but stick around if you like.
2X491.
I guess
I'll
be there. 2X491.
Come in.
Sam, I'm here. Just a second.
Hey, Molly, what's going on?
Dad?
What?
Don't stay out too late, okay? And go easy.
I will.
Try to get home by a decent hour. Mom would have insisted.
Well, she's not here to insist anymore.
Then I'm insisting.
All right, Linda. For you, I'll try.
It's not for me.
Then why bother?
Ugh, okay, it is for me. Just... get home reasonably, all right?
I will. Leave the back door unlocked.
Hey,
right.
Molly.
I always do.
Molly.
Sam, I'm here.
Hey, Molly, what's going on?
Dad. Dad.
Linda.
The radio. Would you turn it down before you leave so it doesn't feed back? I forgot.
Sure. Good night, Linda.
Okay, Sam, I'm ready.
All right, Molly, hey, stand by about 15 seconds, okay? I'll intro you, and then you're going to be on. 7 o'clock. You're listening to WPPX, the voice of Cape Cod. Time now for Molly Neptune's commercial fishing report, wherein our resident mermaid sits atop her bell buoy in the sound and puts her ear to the conch shell to tell us everything we need to know about today's catch. Molly's report is brought to you by Poseidon Fish and Lobster Mart, Canalside and Sandwich. And now with today's landings, here is the Cape's very own Molly Neptune. Molly, how's everything out on the bell buoy tonight?
Briny, Sam. Just briny.
You know, it's been a beautiful day weather-wise, but what kind of day has it been for the fishermen?
A good one. Chalkboard prices were up considerably, but landings were few. I think the fleet's taking advantage of the good weather and staying out longer. We did have two boats dock at the marina today, recreational boats, each having caught a bluefin tuna apiece.
Yeah, floating $5,000 bills. Isn't that what they call them?
Sometimes they are.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to haul one in someday on my fly rod.
Yeah, it would probably haul you in.
Molly, how's Hercules?
Fine, I'm sure. I haven't actually seen him since his last feeding. He spent all day in his lair, which is normal. Lobsters come out at night.
I know all the fishermen at sea are aware, and most Cape Codders too, but for those who don't know who Hercules is, will you tell them?
Hercules is Hercules. He's one of a kind. If the lion is king of the forest, then Hercules is king of the ocean. He's a real monster by most people's definition of the term, meaning ugly and menacing, but to me he's absolutely dear, and I love him. His name, his proper name, is Homerus Americanus, but I just call him Herc.
You still haven't told us what he is.
Well, he's a New England lobster, I thought I said. Vital statistics. He's 39 inches from pincher tip to tail, a record size. He approaches 40 pounds in weight, most of which is his body armor. He is the largest lobster ever maintained in captivity.
He is simply huge.
He's as big as the biggest snapping turtle you've ever seen crossing the road. Except in his case, he has two snapping apparatuses. Major chelae, they're called, his pinchers. A ripper claw and a crusher claw, both about the size of real boxing gloves in his case. He also has 8 peripods, or walking legs, and a bunch of swimmerettes.
What are they?
Little fans on their undersides they use to position themselves and circulate the water around them. Lobsters move forward on their periopods and swim backwards by flips of their tail. Except, of course, when they're very tiny. Then they all swim forward with their claws out like... like Superman.
How do you tell the ripper from the crusher?
Size and shape. The ripper is longer and straighter. Its edges come together like 2 serrated scissor blades. And the crusher? Well, it's rounder and heavier and much more powerful. In Hercules' case, he also has white dentations that grow along the inside of the claw.
What are they?
Teeth. Very much like human teeth, actually, with the same purpose, chewing. Lobsters' mouths are tiny, and they have to pretty much shred everything up before it goes in.
How much more powerful?
The crusher than the ripper? Well, put it this way. The ripper claw could snap a pencil in two, and the crusher could do the same thing to a broomstick.
I hear you moving.
Put my headset on.
Where are you going?
Feeding time. Time for his dinner.
It constantly amazes me, Molly. I mean, being a mermaid, how do you manage to walk on your tail?
Practice, Sam. Practice.
What's on the menu for tonight?
Tonight we have one of his favorites. Rancid filet of pogie. 4-star stinky, let me tell you. I keep it sealed up in the fridge, but I still need a hazmat suit. Phew. Ripe. But to him, it's ambrosia. I'll never get used to it.
Ugh. Where are you going?
Up the stairs to his tank, which is suspended along the back wall.
How does a mermaid climb steps? I get practice.
Right. Now, I ring his dinner bell. And gong. I drop the rotted fish chunks in. Yuck. Phew. And in a few seconds, he'll emerge from his hole in the wall on the other end. Come on, boy. Come in, Giddy Hercules. Come here, boy.
Is he coming?
Not yet.
Why late?
Not late. Lazy, probably. The problem is I spoil him. I'm like other people who pamper their pets. He'd come quicker if I let him get hungrier. Ah-ha. Here he comes. I see him. He's coming out. Ooh, slowly. When he gets a whiff of dinner, though, he'll pick up the pace. You know, Sam, one thing we forgot to mention about Hercules that makes him so unique, in addition to his enormous size, he's a very rare color type.
Red?
No, dummy, not red. No lobster is red until after it's cooked. When they are alive, most are a dark, mottled green. But Hercules is blue, what's known as a calico blue. And this blue is amazing when you see it. Bright neon, almost like what a white shirt looks like under a black light. It's like what you'd expect the fanciest sports car to be painted.
Calico blues are extremely rare.
Only about 1 in 5 million is born that way.
That's right.
Ah, now he's catching a whiff. Now he's moving. He's coming on strong, boys. He's coming on strong. He sees it. Pounces. Got it. He sees another piece. Oh, and he got that one, too. Good boy, Hercules. Bon appetit. Now that that's done, let's go back.
Wait, what about his prediction for tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
You better explain that, too. You know, Hercules predicts tomorrow's catch like a groundhog predicts the coming of spring.
Yes. According to my dad, it's all in how he returns to his lair. If he heads straight in, that's a good sign. But if he stops outside, pivots around, and backs in like a car in the garage, well, then that's supposed to be a bad sign. And the fishing, well, it won't be any good next day. So my dad...
Sort of a red sky at night type of thing, right?
Right. Fishing is loaded with superstitions like that.
Has he gone in?
Not yet. He's about to... Ah... Oops. Sorry to report tonight he is backing in. Oh, well.
That means bad fishing, huh?
Well, my dad always hedges in case the fishing turns out to be good anyway. He says it means some kind of bad luck will follow. Personally, I don't believe in superstitions. What's the old saying? A wise person rules the lobsters, but doesn't let the lobsters rule him.
Stars, I think that is, actually, but lobsters, too. You're right.
Something like that.
Hey, where are we headed?
Back to my office.
Wow. Your channel boy has an office, huh?
Oh, yes. And a drive-up window.
I still marvel at how you can get around so well on fins.
Don't marvel. I'm half human, remember? It's in my genes.
So now, Molly, we've had our predictions, and Hercules is on his meal. So how about today's landings?
Yes. I have right here, first of all, two announcements, both very good news. The first is that injured crew member Paulo Vinn, who was medevaced off the Lucky Duchess to Cape Cod Hospital yesterday, has been upgraded to stable condition. That is welcome news, and we're all pulling for you, Paulo. And this message for the captain, Andy Masher, aboard the Marsh Rooster out on Little George's. The dolphin grapevine informs me his wife gave birth today to a bouncing baby girl. Both women are doing fine, and one of them weighs 8 pounds 3 ounces. That sounds like a keeper, Skipper. Congratulations. And here are today's chalkboard prices. Three landings. The On Donkey out of Boston offloaded 10 barrels of lobster, 30 bushels blue mussel, 21,000 pounds cod, which hit a high of $4.43 at morning auction. The Ram out of New Bedford brought in 13,000 pounds cod, 3,000 pounds flounder. Haddock topped out at 566. Today's winner is the Hunky Dory out of Block Island, landing a total of 29,000 pounds assorted, paying 589 overall. That's all the sightings and landings for tonight. And to all the fishermen at sea, this is Molly Neptune wishing you full nets, snug bunks, and a girlfriend waiting when you get back.
Morning, Gertie.
Good morning, Dr. Schofield. Your usual?
Yes, yes, please. Oatmeal and orange juice.
Good morning, Captain.
Give me a paper.
Your usual?
Newspaper.
Well, here's your paper, then. Will it be your usual?
What's that?
Kippered herring and scrambled eggs.
Not my usual.
Has been.
Has not. Not for a long time.
You mean since yesterday? All right, then. What's your new usual?
I told you.
Well, tell it me again. I must be hard of hearing. Or maybe I'm hard of herring. Get it?
I get it. I smelt that one coming in.
Oh, you two, don't get started.
Don't muscle in, Doc.
Oh, yeah, quit co-hogging the conversation, Alex.
Yeah, clam up.
Well, I will if you two quit floundering around.
Oh.
You're the flounderer. He's a groper. Grouper.
Well, if he does any groping, you can conk him over the head.
Oh.
Conk shell.
Oh, that's liable to give him a haddock.
Okay. Enough seahorsing around. Anybody? Nobody. I'm the winner, then. Let's stop this now. It's gone on long enough.
Yes. Everyone, cease and desist. I'll attempt this once more.
I agree. Captain. After all, Shakespeare said brevity was the soul of wit.
Oh. Well, you win. You win, Alex.
Stop. Now, Captain, what would you like me to cook you for breakfast?
Well, scrambled eggs.
Yes.
An English muffin.
Yes, and...
Ah, a rasher of bacon.
Oh, Waverly.
Your wish is my command, O master.
Gertie, don't.
Do.
No. Make it sliced bananas and oatmeal instead.
No.
Skip the bacon.
Don't pay any attention to him, Gertie.
Herring is better for you. It's got fish oil.
Never mind. Alex, slide your coffee cup over here. Come sit on my side.
Oh, what for?
Well, we're about to have company.
Oh, we are? Who?
Don't look around. Let it be a surprise.
Don't look around?
No. You're not going to believe it.
Well, who is it?
You'll see. You'll see in a sec.
Did you know this person was coming?
Yes. The call came while you were in the shower.
Thanks for telling me.
Now, don't turn around.
Captain Underhill, good morning.
Stop. Don't speak. All right now, Alex. Look at our mystery guest and tell me who it is.
I don't have... Oh, my sainted stars. Why, it's Will. Little old Will O'Neill.
Hello, Dr. Schofield. Captain Underhill.
But he's not little anymore.
You've shot up like a sunflower. Look how tall you are. A handsome lad he's turned out to be. From such a scrawny tadpole. Hasn't he, Waverly?
Yes. A bit scrawny still, but... He's got more muscles.
You guys.
How long has it been?
14 or 15 years. I was 10 when you hired my brother and me to shingle your garage. I'm 24 now.
Oh, Oh, that long?
Our garage is about due for another reshingling.
Sit down, Will.
Thanks.
We've ordered.
Join us?
Here's a menu. No?
Oh, no, thanks.
So, Will, where have you been?
Far away.
Oh?
About as far as you can get. I spent the last 3 years commercial fishing up in Alaska.
Is that so?
Are you back visiting?
No, I'm back permanently.
What are you doing now?
I'm working for a seafood company. I drive a delivery truck.
I see.
Captain Underhill,
Juice, Doctor. Coffee all around.
Oh, no thanks.
I brought you a cup, dear.
No, thanks.
You sure you won't join us?
No, thanks.
Have some breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, according to him.
Oh, I couldn't.
Is this a life or death situation?
No.
Well, then have something. Gertie, bring him a hot cheese Danish.
And some orange juice.
How about it, dear?
Whatever they say. I'm not hungry.
Danish and orange juice, then. Coming up.
Captain Underhill, I really appreciate your seeing me on such short notice. I'm in a tight situation. I really need your help.
What is it?
First, I have to ask. I need you to solemnly promise me you won't breathe a word of this to a living soul.
Oh, my lips are sealed.
What's the nature of this thing you're about to reveal? Does it involve a crime?
No, not really. Well, yes. Well, definitely. But it's not a crime so much as a prank gone awry.
A prank gone awry?
A harmless one. An innocent plan gone askew.
An innocent plan gone awry and askew. Tell me, Will, does this have anything to do with a girl?
How do you know?
You've hit the nail, Waverly. No wonder he can't eat. Must be lovesick.
You guys, don't laugh. It's true. My stomach's all in knots.
Let me ask. This plan of yours, were you acting on your own?
I was.
Did you do it for personal gain?
Yes.
How so?
To win her heart.
Oh, well, that's permitted.
Oh, you're really madly in love with her.
Yes.
Is she reciprocating?
No. Not yet. I hope she will. I had hoped so soon, but now I fear never. If you guys can't save my neck.
Well, tell us.
Wait, I haven't promised.
He hasn't promised. How about it, Captain?
Well, one more question. This so-called prank, can it be remedied without anyone's being hurt?
Absolutely. If you help me.
All right. All right, provisionally, I agree. What did you do?
Wait. First, I'd like to know the name of this mystery woman. Or must she remain anonymous?
No, you can know. In fact, you already know.
Who is she?
What's her name?
Here you are. Hot Danish for you, dear. Well, the plate may be a little hot. And yours, Doctor.
Oh, thank you, Gertie.
And last of all, you, Captain, since you're always in a foul mood.
Well, I'd be less so if you were more... Oh, bacon.
A full rasher.
Gertie, I love you.
Food police, I'm confiscating 2 slices.
Hey, get off.
Will, help me out. Take 2 as well, so he won't consume the whole plate.
Oh, and, Captain, this for you.
Oh, what's that?
A note.
It's a note.
Oh, what's it say?
I didn't hand it to you.
She didn't hand it to you.
Well, obviously, I can see that, but what's it say?
That's for him to say.
Waverly?
Another offer to buy my car. A little higher than the last.
Well, you're never going to sell it anyway.
Thank you, Gertie.
You're welcome.
Now, go ahead. Tell us her name.
Gertie?
I'm not eavesdropping. I'm not.
Molly Neptune.
Molly Neptune.
Oh, shh.
The one who gives the fishing report on WPPX?
The same. Her real name is Linda Poseidon, but over the air she goes by Molly Neptune.
And she's as good-looking as she sounds on the radio?
Better.
I can attest, Alex. I've seen her at the fish market. A stunner. You walk in, you forget why you came. She should be in the movies or television, not hidden away on radio.
Well, she's hiding her light under a bushel.
I'd like to be under a bushel with her.
You guys, you're as bad as the fishermen I worked with in Alaska. Molly was doing the fishing reports up there, too. She was every hauler's fantasy girl.
Fishermen and sirens. The classic combination. Well, never mind. Tell us what you did.
I stole Hercules.
What?
You what?
I stole her pet lobster, the store mascot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's this enormous calico blue lobster, Alex. This big.
She dotes over him. She loves Hercules more than she loves anything or anybody on Earth.
So you stole him?
Well, borrowed him. Kidnapped him? What's the word you use when you remove a lobster?
Steal.
Did you eat it?
No. Heavens no. I love Molly. I just took it to illustrate a point.
Which was?
That I love her. I know, it sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't. Why? Should it? Everyone knows the best way to win a girl's heart is to steal something precious to her, and no doubt send her into a panic. Is that what you did?
Yes, but it was only supposed to be for a few seconds. You see, I had this plan I had laid but never carried out. This idea was I was going to steal her lobster overnight, without her knowing, and then return him the next day, just as she went to feed him his morning breakfast, which she does at the same time each morning by calling him out with a bell and gong when it's time to eat. I was going to leave an envelope beside the dinner bell that would contain what would, at first, look like a ransom note, but as she read on, would reveal itself to be a declaration of my undying love for her.
Let me guess. Unrequited. So, you must have written something to the effect that the pangs of grief and anguish she was feeling from the loss of her beloved pet...
Sorrow and sadness.
The same sorrow and sadness you lived with every hour, every day of your life, that she wasn't in it.
I should have had you write it.
Oh, brother, have you got it bad?
You guys, I thought you'd have some sympathy.
Oh, you're hopeless, Will. Hopeless.
Never been in love, I suppose.
Oh, yes. We've both been there. That's why we can laugh.
I couldn't just simply tell her I loved her.
Why not?
Well, that wouldn't be enough. Everybody tries that, but she loves that lobster so much. I felt if I could just get her to feel for a second what it was like without him, then I could make the point that that was the same hole-in-the-heart feeling I'd lived with all the time.
Oh, boy, have you got it bad.
I had to have some way to make my point, let her know how deeply I felt. I knew this would get her attention.
Oh, I'm sure it did that.
As I say, though, I'd pretty much abandoned the plan, but then the unexpected thing that occurred last night convinced me I should go through with it after all.
Oh? What happened?
I listened to her nightly broadcast, and then timed my arrival for a few minutes after she got off the air. I was hoping to find her alone. Instead, I found her in the middle of a heated argument with some guy. She was also in the middle of the lobster tank, treading water. He was trying to coax her out, but she wouldn't budge.
Molly, who is there?
Come in!
Molly, what's going on?
Will and Vlad, you're here. Your shipment's ready. To go out.
What are you doing in the tank?
I slipped in.
See, she slipped. I was helping her out. Now you can help her. Hasta la vista, Molly. Just think about what I say.
The answer's no.
So, you must be Will. Will who?
He's here to pick up a shipment, Ricky. That's all.
Your boyfriend?
It doesn't matter what I am.
Will?
Why were you...
That's for being nosy. You mind your own business.
Oh, Will! Oh, Will, bring it down! Will, are you all right?
You take it over, Donna Molly. But remember what I say. I'm your best bet.
Will, are you all right?
I will be in a minute. I think so. I should be able to straighten up soon.
Oh, that was unfair. He gave you no warning. What a rotten thing. I apologize. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, you came at the wrong time.
Did I?
No, not for me. But for you. For me, you're my hero. Are you okay?
Who was that guy?
His name is Enrique Robusto. He's a jerk. A nobody. But are you okay?
Did you fall into the tank?
No. He threw me. But I was using it to keep away from him. I'm not sure what I would have done if you hadn't come by.
What for?
What?
Why did he toss you?
Oh, never mind. Look, Will, you can have internal bleeding, you know. That's how Houdini died. A sucker punch he wasn't expecting. Let me take you to the emergency room.
No. No, really. It's getting better. Honest. I appreciate your concern.
Are you kidding? You saved me. Oh, look, can you sit? Try sitting on this stool for a while, if you can, and wait while I go change out of these wet things. And then we'll see whether or not I should take you to the hospital, all right? Just stay there. You were so sweet to defend me like that.
This was amazing good fortune. What had I done? Absolutely nothing. Taken a surprise punch to the solar plexus, and here she was calling me a hero. Since I had clearly risen in her estimation, suddenly I got inspired. I thought this might be the perfect opportunity to put my plan into action, plead my case to a now receptive audience. So while she changed, I whisked Hercules out to my truck, grabbed the ransom note out of my glove compartment, hurried back in, climbed the steps, and placed the envelope beside the bell. Then, when she came out, I was back on the stool. I helped her lock up. I drove, following her home, making sure she got in safely. She didn't invite me in, and I didn't press it. I wished her a good night and forlornly drove off. Which was actually perfect for the mood I was trying to set for the following day, about not having her in my life. The next day, I got there nice and early. I hid my truck out of sight behind a parked semi in the side lot. I knew what time she arrived. Sure enough, right on the minute she pulled up. I watched her park and enter the building. Immediately, I slipped out, took Hercules out of his tank, put him in a basket with a ribbon tied to it, and crept up along the side of the building, preparing to do my ta-da! Here is your Hercules! As I approached, I listened for the bell and gong. Or would she see the envelope before she rang? I listened. Nothing. Silence. I figured she must have found the envelope, must be reading it by now. I paused by the side of the building just long enough, then stepped around to the front. Instantly, I realized something was seriously wrong. The door was off its hinges, the window smashed in. I set down the basket, rushed inside, fearing this guy from the night before had come back. But Molly was alone. However, he had obviously been there. His handiwork? He had taken a crowbar to the main lobster tank. Water, broken glass, and lobsters everywhere. Molly was standing, stupefied with shock. Then, suddenly, she snapped out of it with concern for Hercules. She ran off to see about him, and meanwhile, I looked up, and there beside the bell, my envelope lay, untouched and unread. She hadn't seen it. I flew up the steps, snatched it up, jammed it in my shirt, slipped down the steps, and ran Hercules all the way back out to my truck. When I got back, I found her collapsed in a puddle on the floor, crying, sobbing over her lost pet. Other lobsters were crawling all about, up against her legs, along the baseboards, but she was oblivious to them, absolutely crushed, and I was devastated, heartsick. What had I done? When I saw the pain I stupidly inflicted, what an idiot!
Now, it might have worked.
Don't defend him.
Well, how was he to know this was going to happen? He didn't know.
You're defending him.
Oh, it's just that I understand that love makes us do foolish things.
I should have returned him right then, on the spot. I should have confessed and handed him over and ended her suffering, but I couldn't bring myself. How could I? Knowing it would forever destroy any chance I had to win her over. Is that cowardly?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. So what did you do?
I stayed as little time as possible and then hightailed it to see you guys.
Well, you still got Hercules.
Out in my truck.
And you want us to return him?
Please.
And when we do, what do we say? No questions asked?
Who did the vandalizing?
He's a guy named Enrique Robusto. Ricky Robusto. Molly's sure of it. I am too.
Did she call the police?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
She probably didn't.
Why not?
Probably wouldn't, that's all.
Well, why wouldn't she?
I just don't think she would, Alex.
Now, why would you say that?
cop's intuition. I know how people think.
Oh, you just think, you know.
Anyway, she didn't while I was there. So, guys, please, what I need is an intermediary, someone I can trust, who will do me this terrific favor. Please.
Oh, what do we say when we return it?
Say anything you like. Say you found him crawling along the side of the road, or in a ditch.
You want us to lie?
Yes. No, I don't care. Who cares? I just want to get her precious lobster back to her as quickly as possible, without giving her any reason to suspect I had anything to do with it. That's the main thing. I'm hiring you guys to do this, okay?
Oh, you don't have to pay us.
Sure he can. He can reshingle our garage.
Done. Deal. You guys do me this favor, I'll do your whole house and your mailbox, too, for free. You'll return him right away, right after breakfast?
Yes.
No.
Why?
This is torture to her, Captain.
Isn't that what you were after?
No, not at all. I just wanted to give her a twinge of it, of the feeling of desolation.
Hmm. Even so, it'll have to wait until this afternoon.
This afternoon?
I have a doctor's appointment.
Well, what time is that? Oh, all right, don't tell me.
What's the soonest, then?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? All right, 5. 5 if it has to be. Terrific, though. You guys are real lifesavers.
Lobster savers. Shall we take Hercules off your hands now?
No. Better let me keep him in the saltwater tank. He won't be stressed that way. Let's meet somewhere just before you hand him over. Somewhere near there. How about the Sandwich Boardwalk? You know it?
Of course.
The parking lot on the south end?
Fine.
Right now, I've got to get going and make a few deliveries. But don't worry, I'll get there early, in case you guys want to show up sooner and get this done.
5 o'clock, Will. Put your wallet away. You didn't need anything.
I told you I couldn't.
Can I see this monster lobster? I'd like to walk out with you and take a look.
Sure, come along.
No, Alex, stay. Finish your breakfast and see you later.
Oh, why?
Because I want you to accompany me to the doctor's.
Oh, well. I'll see Hercules later then.
Remember, guys, your solemn promise, not a word. See you at 5. Or any time, say, after 4?
5.
Boardwalk, south end, parking lot, don't forget.
Yes, yes, we'll be there.
Thanks for breakfast, man.
You're welcome, dear. Goodbye.
Moonstruck love. How would the world keep turning without it?
Waverly, what's the matter with you? Why are you going to see a doctor?
I'm not.
You said?
I know. I lied.
Oh, I should have realized. You said you were going to see a physician.
Yes, you should have realized it, Alex. And when are you going to learn to catch on when I'm telling a fib so you can back me up and not press me about it right in front of the very person I'm trying to fib to?
You mean Will?
Yes.
Why?
Because the note you saw Gertie hand me was not another offer to buy my car.
It wasn't? What was it?
A message from the person who's going to be here in 5 or 10 minutes. And by the way, that's how my cop's intuition knew she had not called the police. Because she's coming here to see me.
You mean Molly Neptune's coming here?
Yes.
To see us?
That's what I said.
This should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let's clear Will's place in case she gets here early. Gertie?
Right there. Who did you say is coming?
Molly Neptune.
Ooh. This should be interesting.
You know, Gertie, if you're going to listen in so blatantly, why don't you just have a seat right here at the table?
No. That would be in violation of my waitress's code. I'll stick to eavesdropping.
Hot tea, please?
That's all. Nothing else, dear?
No, I'm fine. I couldn't really.
Oh, just hot tea, then.
Yes. Thank you.
Seems to be going around.
Captain, we need to get moving on this right away. I'm not asking you to get involved in a mob dispute. All I want you to do is get Hercules back for me. That's all I care about. You've just got to get him back alive. The longer we sit here doing nothing...
This may appear nothing, Miss Neptune,
It is not. Is it, Miss Neptune?
Molly, Linda, either one.
Molly, then. My experience has taught me you cannot hurry the early stages of an investigation. You get where you want to go much quicker by being methodical and thorough from the start. Trust me. Let's see the photographs you were about to show.
This is your missing property?
It is.
Impressive size and color. Wow, that's his real coloration?
Calico blue, yes. He's very rare.
May I see? Oh, my, that's the biggest crab I've ever seen.
Not crab. Crabs sidle sideways. Lobsters walk forward and swim backwards. Here's another shot taken the last time he molted.
Look at the size of his claws and the length of those arms.
Well, sure. You've heard of the long arm of the claw.
Oh, funny. How old? Can I see that one?
Sure. Nobody can say for sure. Since their skeletons are discarded each time they molt, nothing gets left behind to tell by. Most don't live past 20. The clever ones, the ones lucky who escape the traps, can live to ripe old ages. Old as humans, and maybe older.
Oh, take a guess?
I could try, but it would be meaningless. I could say 55, 75, 105. Any one of them could be right. But, Captain, let's focus on getting him back. How do I do it?
Why not go to the police?
I don't want the police.
Oh? Why not?
Because, as I said, it's a mob issue. It's a gambling debt.
Whose?
My father's. We're being muscled. They're trying to take over our business.
And stealing your pet lobster is part of the intimidation?
It has to be.
Are you sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. No one else would do such a thing.
I see. All right. Tell me more about this person you said was bothering
you. Enrique Robusto. He's a junior enforcer for the mob. A really obnoxious jerk. He came around last night trying to convince me to marry him in lieu of paying off the debt.
Marry him?
A really scary thought, believe me, if you knew the guy. But the scariest thing is he's got a hold of Hercules, and we've got to get him back before any harm comes to him. And he will kill him if we don't act quickly.
What do you propose, then?
I'm asking you. I'll do anything.
Then marry Enrique, and you'll get him back.
Anything but that.
Will? Is that you?
No, it's not Will.
Oh, it's you.
Who is Will?
Ricky, what do you want?
Come on, you're not glad to see me?
I said, what do you want?
Who is Will?
Oh, I said what?
You know what I want.
I told you, we'll pay in installments.
And I told you, we do not accept. What about the other idea, huh?
I'm not marrying you, Ricky.
What for? Why not?
For one, I don't love you.
Oh, mira, Molly, you don't have to love me right off. I'm not going to cramp your style.
And you're not using me as a way to get a hold of this place. It's not for sale.
Someone's going to get a hold of it, Bonita Molly. Better me than the mob.
You are the mob.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm striking out on my own.
That's right, you are.
I mean, I am moving up.
Not over me. You're not getting hold of this place.
Listen, sweet senorita.
I'm not your senorita.
That's true. Soon you're going to be my senora.
Call me that again, and I'll call you Kissy Face.
Oh, yeah? Come here. As I was saying, senorita, it's either me or them. And since I'm the nicer of the two, you better educate yourself about what's
best for
you.
Stop it, Ricky! Ow! Oh. Stop it!
You require a lesson.
Stop it!
But what's he gonna be, huh? What's he gonna be? Oh, I know. You ever heard of bobbing for apples, huh? Why don't you try bobbing for lobster? Ask me now, real polite. Ask me to marry you. Be me a sport.
Stop it! You're hurting me!
You're not gonna be polite? You're asking for this. All right.
Ricky! Huh? Stop it! Stop it! I hate you!
You still not polite? All right, no importa. All right. Why don't we have an adada, huh? Why don't you take a big swim?
No.
All right, Donna Molly. You want to settle down now? Come on. Come on. Give me your hand.
Enrique, get out.
I said your hand. Give me your hand.
Leave.
I'm not leaving until I get what I came for. Wait. Wait. I know what'll get you out of there. Let me just pick the right one. How about... Oh, this one. You. Come here. Come here. Ooh. He got his pinchers raised. Huh? He wants to find me. He wants to take me on. Poor pequeño langosta. Are your thumbs all bound up at those rubber bands? See? See. Well, look what I got here. Snip. Snip. You feel better, Senora Lagosta?
Leave.
You feel clear now, don't you?
Get out.
Angry, too, for being all bound up like that. Ah, sweet senorita. Now it's time for you to answer this riddle. Adam and Eve and Pinch Me Quick went down to the river to swim.
Ricky!
And Adam and Eve fell in. Who was left? Adam? Or Eve?
Ooh.
Or Pinch Me Quick? Who was it, Molly? You don't know? And I will answer for you. I'm going to say it was Pinch Me Quick. Ah, I am right. Back in the tank it goes. You get it out?
Super fast.
What do you say, Molly? Do I keep going? Hey, do not splash. These are my good friends.
Leave, Enrique. Get out or I'm calling the cops.
Oh, yeah. See, call them. You're not going to call them from in there, are you?
I'm not leaving until you get out.
And I am not leaving until I get...
Molly?
Who is there?
Come in.
Molly, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad you're here. Your shipment's ready to go out.
What are you doing in the tank?
I slipped in.
See, she slipped. I was helping her out. Now you can help her.
Will O'Neill's timely arrival broke up the confrontation, thank goodness. Ricky left then, but he came back later, which is when he wrecked the place and stole my Hercules.
The guy treats you that way and expects you to marry him?
Some guys think girls want to see how rough and tough they are. I don't.
Well, I'd say he shows clear signs of the psychopathic personality.
I guess that fits with his job description. Molly, weren't you afraid to be swimming in that tank with those lobsters, with their claws free?
Born and raised in a briar patch, Captain Underhill. I was born and raised in a briar patch.
Well, maybe you are a mermaid. May I see your legs?
About this guy, Will. What's his name?
O'Neill.
Could he be a suspect?
No, absolutely not.
Are you sure? How do you know he didn't do it?
That's out of the question. Don't waste your time.
Why?
Will doesn't hate me. He wouldn't do a thing like that. He's not the type. If he were, I'd never have anything to do with him. No. He's just a trusted friend. A business associate who came by for his weekly shipment. Lucky for me, he arrived when he did.
And that's all?
That's all.
It was nice of him to break it up, though.
Yeah, very sweet. He received a sucker punch for his trouble.
Oh? Why?
Ricky accused him of being my boyfriend.
Is he?
No. Look, I don't have time for boyfriends right now. My only boyfriend is Hercules. We need to get him back. Please.
Then we'll concentrate on Robusto.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you both very much. That's a big relief. But please hurry. Do whatever you can right away. Don't waste a minute.
Oh, we'll hurry, Miss Neptune. I promise you. We'll get right on it.
And I can advise you this. My old policeman friend here is very good at this sort of thing. He's found many a missing person, and I'm sure he'll have no trouble finding your missing lobster.
If only I could be sure.
Well, you can. I can almost guarantee it. He's that good.
I'll cling to that.
You do.
Alex, don't oversell me.
Well, you are that good, and I don't want her to worry.
All right, all right. Miss Neptune, how long will you be at your store?
I'll be there until 7:30 at least.
Good. We'll drop by.
Captain, should I mention anything over the air about Hercules being abducted?
A missing lobster bulletin? No, I wouldn't. Not if we're sure Ricky's got him.
And what about in terms of locating Ricky?
Did he leave you a means of getting in touch?
No.
Well, I have other ways of doing that. Let me try those first. May I keep these photos?
Yes, keep them. I better get going now. Excuse me. I've got a lot of cleaning up to do. May I?
No, no, no. Keep your money.
Well, hopefully, when we see you, Miss Neptune, we'll have good news.
Oh, what about payment? How do I pay you for this?
Oh, you don't have to pay us.
Alex, will you quit always giving away my services? How does this sound, Miss Neptune? If I fail, you don't have to pay. But if I succeed, you can provide me with a free month's supply of delectable Wellfleet oysters.
Captain, you get my lobster back safe and sound. I promise you free oysters for a year. How's that? I mean it. That's a promise. Thank you for the tea.
You're welcome, dear. Goodbye.
Free shingling, free oysters. Alex, this case keeps getting better.
Aren't you worried this will hurt your reputation?
No. How would it?
Well, you're being reduced to being a pet detective.
Well, missing children, runaway lobsters. What's the difference? Maybe we should plaster Hercules' photo on butter cartons and lobster bibs. Have you seen this crustacean? He might turn up that way.
Oh, you better not joke like that in front of Molly or Will.
Nervous?
Are you kidding? I've been on pins and needles all day.
You have the merchandise?
Back here, in the back. What's this? My padlock's missing. It's gone? It was on here. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Don't tell me. Don't let it be so... Oh, my life's over. He's gone. Someone's taken him. I'm a dead man.
Are you sure Hercules is gone?
Look. Look for yourself. The tank's empty.
Will, what's this?
Uh-oh. No. No, it better not be.
You want me to read it?
I'm afraid to.
What does it say?
Well, it says... Amante chico, such sweet sentimientos, made me want to vomitar. Get her to pay up or I eat up. You have 2 days. It's not signed.
It's Enrique. It has to be. But how did he know? Oh, he must have read it during the break-in. But what does he mean she has to pay up?
She must owe him money.
It doesn't say how much.
That's why he was harassing her. And now this has become a real kidnapping and ransom? If she doesn't pay, the lobster dies. All right, if it's money she owes, I'll pay it.
Oh, brother, have you got it bad?
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm responsible. I'll pay. Captain, we've got to move quickly. What can we do? Can we have him arrested?
On what charge?
Oh, kidnapping? Extortion?
Simple theft and extortion. But Will stole Hercules.
But he stole him from me.
Enrique could say he was returning it to its rightful owner.
Well, not with this note.
Not signed.
Can it be traced to him?
Possibly.
But what if he kills Hercules?
Arrest him for animal cruelty.
Not when people regularly boil lobsters to death. Besides, how do you prove it was Hercules? There's no serial number on a lobster.
Oh, size.
Size proves nothing. I'll hold on to this letter, though. That's the best evidence we've got if this ever ends up in court. But what's important now, what's really important, is getting him back.
Exactly.
Will, how much time do we have?
The note says 2 days.
No, I mean, how long can Hercules survive?
Depends. If he's not in water, on dry land a lobster can survive about 48 hours.
Well, that's 2 days.
But put in fresh water, he'll die immediately. And we don't know that Ricky might not do it. We've got to get going.
Well, he didn't leave you a way to contact him. So presumably, in 2 days, he's going to contact Molly and expects you to have convinced her by then.
I'll go talk to her. The jig's up.
Not yet. Not yet, no. Now, let me work on this. Give me 24 hours. If
I can't locate Ricky and Hercules by then, we'll go see Molly. All right, Alex, let's go. We'll be in touch.
What do I do in the meantime?
Nothing. Just sit tight.
Good luck, you guys. I hope you succeed.
What time is it? Couldn't this have waited until morning? What? Dead? Are you sure? Oh, what a shame. That's too bad, Will. Special delivery. Did it have a return address? What was in it? Cooked. Are you sure it's... No. No, right. No mistaking. Okay. What did the note say? Oh, Lord, that's ghastly. I'm sorry. All right, Will, all right. Take it easy. She may not have to find out. Well, all right, that's up to you, but don't tell her yet. Will, calm down. Come on. Don't talk that way. You're what? You're not doing anything of the kind. Listen. Listen to me, Will. I'm coming over there right now. We're going to talk about this. We're going to think it through together and decide the best course. All right, you promise? All right, I'm on my way. I'll be there in 15. Just hold on.
Oh, Waverly, who was that?
That was Will O'Neill. I'm going over there.
Why?
Well, he's despondent. He just found out Hercules is dead.
Dead? How?
Well, apparently, Ricky made good on his threat. He sent Will a shoebox containing as much of Hercules as it would hold, cooked and eaten, and a note that read, "Burp, delicious. He sleeps with the fishes."
Oh, nasty, cruel thing to do. Poor Will. And poor Molly when she finds out. And poor Hercules.
Alex, why don't you go with me?
Oh, I'm coming.
He sounds pretty upset. You'd better bring your doctor's bag.
Oh, I always do.
How is he?
Well, asleep. At last. What did you two agree upon?
Nothing. Nothing yet. We're going to talk more. What time is it now?
Well, 6 a.m.
I'm going over to see Molly while he's out cold. I think you should stay here for when he wakes up.
I will.
I'll call you.
Right.
Don't let him do anything drastic.
I won't. Dreaming, or did I... Door. Well, wait. Come back. Where are you going? I better call Waverly. Oh, drat. Waverly doesn't have his phone. Will, that willful boy, he must not have taken the sleeping pill I gave him. I hope he doesn't do anything he'll regret.
Thank you. Molly.
Oh, hi, Will.
How are you doing?
All things considered, all right.
Molly, I need to... We need to talk. May I talk to you?
Sure, Will. What about?
Could we go somewhere?
Where would you like to go?
Your office? How about your office?
Sure. We can do that. Come on. What is it? Have a seat.
No. I think I'd better stand. Molly, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. The absolute hardest.
What?
First of all, how much do you know?
What do you mean?
Captain Underhill was just here to see you?
Yes.
I know you engaged him to help you get back Hercules. What did he tell you?
Nothing. He's still trying to find him.
He didn't say anything?
Well, he insisted I not worry too much. He said he had a hunch he was getting close.
Never mind. Molly, I've got to... Wait, he said what?
He said he was fairly confident I'd be getting him back soon and just to be patient.
When did he say that?
I told you he was just here.
Molly, that's not right. That's not correct. Wait, what else did he say?
He said he had a plan. He asked to borrow Hercules' bell.
His bell? What for?
Didn't say exactly. He thought he might be able to use it to track down Hercules.
Track him down? How?
He didn't say. He asked me if I was familiar with the Sherlock Holmes story, The Speckled Band, is it? I said I wasn't. He reminded me it was about a murderer who trains a poisonous snake to answer to a low whistle. Captain Underhill said he always thought it fanciful to think you could ever train a snake to do anything. But since I had conditioned Hercules to respond to his dinner bell, he wanted to borrow it to see if it might come in handy.
Come in handy? What's he doing? He's an idiot.
Will!
Well, he is. What's he proposing to do? Drive around the neighborhoods ringing it like the ice cream man and expect Hercules to come crawling out of the bushes?
Will, you don't have to be so sarcastic.
Well, it's insensitive, Molly. He's toying with you. And there have been too many people toying with you lately. Me included, I'm afraid. Molly, I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but Hercules is dead.
No, he's not.
Molly.
No. No, he's not.
I know he is. And Underhill knows it, too. He knows it very well.
No, he doesn't. Then why would he borrow the bell?
I don't know. He's old and senile, that's why. But he's toying with you. He's stringing you along.
How do you know he's dead?
Because Ricky Robusto had a package delivered to me. It contained his remains.
Delivered to you?
Yes. Cooked and eaten. I'm sure it was him.
How do you know?
Molly, I saw his crusher. I think I'd recognize it.
No. Will, you're mistaken.
No, I'm not. And it hurts me to tell you, but I have to, because I'm partly to... Wait a minute. For what possible reason did he borrow that bell? It can't be for that cockamamie reason he gave. What's he up to? Unless... Wait a minute!
Will, where are you going?
Come on!
What? Where are we going?
Follow me!
Where? Will, where are you going?
I bet I know. I hope I'm right.
Where are we going?
Follow me!
Where?
He asked to borrow Hercules' bell. It can't be for that silly reason he stated, so why else would he want it?
I don't know.
Maybe it was to prevent you from ringing it. Go look in his lair. Is he there?
Hercules! Oh, Hercules, he's back! Oh, Will, look! Look, Will, he's back! My Hercules is back! I can't kiss him, so I'll kiss you.
Whoa.
He's missing one major chill, eh? Crusher. Poor thing, he must have been stressed, so he dropped it.
Oh, I am such a dim-witted nitwit. I forgot. Lobsters jettison their claws.
And regrow them. He'll regrow it. We'll feed him and he'll regrow it. That Captain Underhill, that skunk. He must have stopped by just to sneak him into his tank when I wasn't in the room.
And remove the bell so you wouldn't ring it and find out.
Oh, but I'm so happy. I've got to thank him.
I do too, but don't thank him too quickly.
Why not?
After all, he withheld from you the fact that he had gotten him back safely.
Yes?
He didn't let me know either.
Why would he let you know? I'm the one who hired him.
Molly, there is still something I have to confess. I wish I didn't, but if you are ever going to trust me, you have to know, and you have to hear it from me. Try to understand and forgive me if you can.
What is it, Will?
Molly, I'm the one who stole Hercules, not Ricky. He didn't. I did. Then Ricky stole him from me, but I'm the one who originally took him.
But why, Will?
It's a long, sad story.
Tell me.
Here's what I did, and what I was trying to do.
Well, I'm glad you told me, Will. I should be really, really angry. I am really angry, but if I had never got him back, I would have hated you forever. I understand what your motives and your intentions were. They were honorable, only next time, if you love someone, if you feel that strongly, just tell them, will you? You might find they're receptive without having to go making off with their favorite pet.
Did I just hear that, or am I dreaming?
I go slow, though.
Fine, fine. What about your debt?
Who told you about that?
Ricky's ransom note said pay up or he'd eat up.
That's my business, Will. It's none of yours.
I'd like to make it mine.
No, thanks.
But
end of subject.
Captain Underhill ended up being a trickster to us both.
I don't get what he did exactly. Why?
He's sly. He's a slippery old eel. But I know why he did it. I think it was to teach me a lesson. I know the way his mind works. He's always trying to right wrongs, teach people lessons, give them a dose of their own medicine if they've been errant in his opinion.
What was the lesson?
I think he wanted me to experience the same panic I put you through.
Did you?
Oh boy, did I. I suffered. And how?
Good. I suffered too.
It was an effective lesson. I'm sorry, Molly. Forgive me.
I forgive you. But why didn't Captain Underhill tell me?
I think he didn't want to foreclose on my ability to still be able to come here and confess. I think he knew a heartfelt confession, while I still thought Hercules was dead, was probably the only way you were ever going to forgive me.
Possibly.
And if he had brought him straight here, particularly missing a limb, that would have made you really steamed and less inclined to ever forgive me, right?
True.
I think his plan was to let me confess, thinking I was responsible, and then to neutralize your anger with the joyful revelation that Hercules was actually alive.
In other words, pretty much the way it worked out.
Pretty much. That's the way he operates. He's always trying to dole out justice.
A self-appointed judge.
Right. Always the punisher, never the punished. But I wish there were some way we could pay him back for this little treachery. Teach him a lesson of his own.
Oh!
What?
I know.
What?
We can.
How?
I just thought of a way.
How?
Come, follow me.
Hi, Molly.
Captain Underhill. Good to see you.
You said you wanted to see me.
How is the hunt going?
The hunt?
How is the bell working out?
Oh. Well, it's, Has Will O'Neill been here to see you?
Yes, I've been here, Captain.
Oh, Will. Good. Excellent. Will, have you?
She knows everything. I've told her everything. I confessed my whole part in it.
Good.
And what about you, Captain? Anything you need to get off your chest?
Like the real reason you borrowed the bell?
Could it have anything to do with who's back in his tank? You wonderful man. Thank you.
Oh. Wow. Well, so you did find him. Did he come out and show himself anyway?
You mean Hercules? Oh, yes.
Thank you so much, Captain Underhill.
Why didn't you tell me yesterday when you brought him back?
Well, I didn't think in my place.
Why?
It was up to Will.
But you didn't tell me either, Captain.
Oh? Must have slipped my mind. Oh, well, all's well that ends well.
How did you get him back? Tell us.
Wasn't so hard. Ricky's from New York City. But I found out he has an aunt living in the area. I drove up to see her. Ricky wasn't there. I went to the front porch and identified myself.
As soon as she heard the words, police and lobster, she let me right in. Hercules was in the bathtub.
In fresh water?
No, no. No, it was dry, but he was obviously stressed. He had dropped a claw. I immediately rushed him to a nearby friend who owns a seafood restaurant. We got him into salt water again, and then both of us decided that it would be best to get him back to familiar surroundings as soon as possible.
So you smuggled him back here and took the bell so I wouldn't discover him?
Well, that was mostly for Will's sake.
Hold it, Captain. You're making yourself sound too altruistic. Confess, you ate Hercules' claw.
Well, sure. Be a sin to let good lobster meat like that go to waste.
Then you pretended to be Ricky and sent me that special delivery package?
I may have.
With that note, delicious, he swims with the fishes.
Sleeps with the fishes? Yes. Yes. Yes, quite poetic, I thought. Very godfatherish. Will, I was testing you. It was for your own good. You set out to prove something to Molly, so I gave you that chance. I allowed you to think you had killed her pet, so you could confess and demonstrate the integrity of your character. Then I was going to pull the rabbit, the lobster, out of the hat, so to speak, and all would be well.
He's right, Will. You have come off looking quite gallant. The other way, I'm not so sure. I would have been more furious than forgiving.
The other way around? You wouldn't have found out. I never would have told you.
Oh, yes, you would.
She would have found out sooner or later anyway. Enrique would have told her.
I don't think so.
Oh? Why wouldn't he?
Enrique has ceased to be a problem anymore. Captain, you are still bound by your promise of confidentiality, right?
I don't know. Just sounds like something else. What have you done?
Will has helped me solve not only my lobster problem, but my mobster problem.
Did you pay off her debt?
No.
What did you do?
Come. I had another encounter with Ricky, a violent one back here. But this time, I won.
What did you do?
We fought, and I hit him with this.
With that block and tackle? You must have knocked him unconscious or given him a concussion. Where is he?
In there.
In where?
In that tank.
Where? Where? All I see are lobsters.
Keep looking.
Oh. God, no, Molly. What have you done?
Ricky's not going to be bothering anybody anymore.
What have you? What?
It's all right, Captain. That's all that's left. In another hour, that will be gone, too.
Oh, Molly. Molly, don't you realize it? You don't realize what you've done. This is murder. Self-defense, perhaps, you can say, but it's murder. Manslaughter. You're going to have to turn yourself in.
Why? If nobody says anything, then nobody has to know.
Molly, I'm a sworn police officer. You've got to confess this right away. It's going to come out. You've got to confess it. I'll stand by you. There's a lot on your side, but Molly, this is not the way. You can't settle things this way. You cannot dispose of bodies. Will, were you here too?
I was, and I made sure he was dead.
Oh, God, no. No, that makes you an accomplice. That changes things. It makes them worse. You can't both say it was self-defense. Why are you smiling? You're laughing. What's funny? This is not funny, you two.
Relax, Captain. Those are not Ricky Robusto's remains.
Well, they're somebody's.
It's an amputated arm, true. A fisherman aboard the Lucky Duchess lost it in an accident a few days ago at sea. He was helicoptered to the hospital, but his mangled arm didn't reach land until the boat offloaded here yesterday. I've had it on ice. Its owner gave me permission to use it in this little charade we staged for you. Fooled you, didn't we?
Greater than anyone's fooled me in a long time. Oh, my goodness, I'm shaken. Boy, that hurt.
Fooled you? Like you fooled us?
Molly, take the tongs. Fish it out.
Why not let the lobsters finish it?
No, there's probably a law against it, but I don't know what it is. I'm too rattled.
You don't know? You, the policeman?
Was. Besides, it's not a question that comes up every day. So, you haven't solved your mobster problem?
No. Unfortunately, no.
Oh, Lord, you two, you...
You really had me going. I couldn't quite believe what you were telling me, but I also could not for the life of me figure out how you could have had a human body part without having committed some serious crime. A severed claw, that's one thing. A severed hand is something else. Those can't be regrown, yet.
I'd say you deserve to be hoodwinked, Captain. Although, I do want you to know, most of all, I'm extremely grateful to you for getting him back.
Captain? Captain? You've got that faraway look in your eye. What are you thinking?
What's he thinking?
I don't know. I've seen that look before. Just wait, and he'll tell us.
What is he thinking?
What happened?
You're coming around. Good.
What is this?
Your worst nightmare.
What did you do to me?
You were zapped, kid. Shocked unconscious.
How?
With this.
What for? What is this? What are you doing to me? Let me loose!
Sit still! I zapped you because it was necessary to incapacitate you briefly in order to remove your clothing, sit you in this cane chair with the bottom broken out, handcuff your wrist behind your back, bind your ankles with a little extra trussing around the knees. Oh, yes, and between the elbows. A little more. There. All done.
You are no justice of the peace.
No.
The marriage ceremony, the wedding. It was a setup.
Yes.
Did Molly set this up?
No. Molly is doing exactly as instructed. She's as helpless in this situation as you are, I'm afraid.
Who are you?
Call me Mr. Powers. Scargo Powers. A good racketeer, like a good spy, must maintain his anonymity. Once you become a celebrity, you're finished, like Al Capone. He was a celebrity.
Por favor, Senor Powers. What are you intending to do?
Mobsters and lobsters are quite the same, do you know? Besides sounding alike, we operate the same way, too. We fight over territory. We defend our turf against punks who try to gain a foothold.
Oh, I didn't know this was your turf, senor. I will leave and never come back.
Yes, you will.
Wait, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Wait and see. Won't do you any good, but continue as you like. Now stop it. Don't prat like that. Oh, come on, you're spilling water.
Look, let us make an arrangement, huh?
No deals. How's the temperature?
Oh, it's freezing cold, senor. Please, don't do this. Just let me go.
No. Come on, it's not that cold. We wouldn't want that.
Everything's shaking on me, man.
Good. If everything knows what's good for it, it will continue.
Why is there no bottom in this chair? What are you going to do?
Did you know, Ricky, within the lobster world, just as there is within the gangster realm, there's a hierarchy, a ladder, a strict pecking order, or shall we call it pinching order?
Please, Mr. Powers, you must be reasonable. I will tell
now
you.
Now then, lobsters without either claw are referred to as pistols. They occupy the bottom rung. Above them are the ones with only one claw, called bullets. The bullets rule over the pistols, but they in turn must bow to any lobster that has both claws. Soft-shelled lobsters must give way to hard-shelled lobsters, and when two hard-shelled lobsters meet, both with their full complement of claws, it's always the larger one who wins every time. Call the police. That's a good one.
Oh, sir, because, senor, do not torture me. I am religioso. I want to be a priest once. I don't want to die.
No, I suppose
agent,
you do deserve a chance.
See.
All right, I'll tell you what. You correctly guess who will be coming out of that hole at the other end when I ring this bell and I'll set you free. Will it be Adam, Eve, or Pinch Me Quick?
Huh?
Take your time, Ricky. Take your time and think it over. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's good. This is payback.
I deserve it, maybe, sir. A little. But mine was a joke, senor. Look, I never meant to hurt her.
Would you have those to be your last words?
Oh, don't say such things, senor. Please. Please, look. I'll pay.
Yes, you're paying.
Look. Do you want to know the truth? I am terrified of lobsters. They give me the creeps. Big, ugly, I don't even eat them. They look like spiders.
Yeah, the absolute willies, I know. Me too. Horrifying creatures.
All right, now listen to me. Listen up. Now, you let me go. I'm not going to be mad. But you do not let me go, and I'm...
And
I,
you what?
No, I didn't mean that. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but there's nothing for doing this. You teach me a lesson, see? I understand that, but you don't need to go through with it.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm afraid so.
Look, whatever you want, I am ready to negotiate.
Kid, you are taking this way too personally. You're just a cull, that's all. This is called thinning of the herd. Don't think you're the only one who's...
Oh, my God. What's that? Oh, my God, it's my human hand!
Yes, I told you you weren't the only one. Ricky, need hand. And this is Ricky. Ricky would shake hands, but he's tied up. Hand has agreed to lend a helping hand to help get the dinner party started. Isn't this a beautiful specimen? That reminds me of that old song. I hold your hand in mine, dear. I press it to my lips. I take a healthy bite from your dainty fingertips. My joy would be complete, dear, if you were only here. But still, I keep your hand as a precious souvenir. It goes on.
You're crazy, senor! You're insane!
Do you mind if he puts his hand in your lap? Time to ring the dinner bell.
No, please, senor.
Here comes something interesting.
Oh.
Well, look who it is, Ricky. It's your old pal, Hercules.
Oh, no.
Ah, he's got his feelers up, waving them in the current. Probing for smells. Might be he's starting to detect little whiffs. Now, there, he's waving them rapidly. Definitely picking up the scent now. He's honing in. Here he comes. He's locked on, all right?
Let me out, please!
No need for me to stick around. I'll be back.
Senor Collins, please, Sergio! May I call you Sergio? Please, don't come in! Save me!
Thanks, but I think this ought to be just a cozy supper, just between the two of you. You have a lot to catch up on. I wonder if he'll remember you were the one who put him in that dry bathtub. Goodbye, Ricky. See you around. I hope his having only one claw doesn't make him too clumsy.
No, wait, just some powers. Stargo! Come back, Stargo, please, Stargo! Come back, the monster is heading this way! He's coming! Oh, I see him, he's on my foot. Oh, I know, I saw my foot. He's coming on my leg. He's coming on my leg.
Waverly, what did you do then?
I left.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm. I left the room, but I listened from the wings. I let Hercules nibble on the severed hand for a while, and then when Ricky finally fainted, I called it quits and hauled him out. He had learned his lesson.
You let him go?
Yes, on condition. First, he's agreed to get out of Dodge. Secondly, he's agreed to immediately pay off Molly's father's gambling debt himself and allow Molly to pay reasonable monthly installments to a post office box. He's agreed to never hassle you or Will again and to stay away permanently. Gertie, come closer or you'll sprain your neck.
I'm not listening. But, Captain, you let him go?
I let him go.
In one piece?
Yes, physically. I can't say mentally.
He may be having nightmares for a while.
But, Captain, aren't you inviting trouble? A man like that? How do you know he'll honor any of those conditions now he's turned loose?
Right. Gertie is right. Enrique doesn't sound the type to honor commitments, except for contracts, maybe.
That's why I took the precaution of taping him, ratting out his boss and other crime figures. He was a stool pigeon. If he fails to live up to any of his commitments, that tape goes straight to the police and the crime bosses he fingered. He won't be safe inside or outside the joint.
Ah, very good.
Excellent.
You marvel me, Captain.
I can't say I approve of how you handled this.
Well, I approve.
And I approve.
And I approve.
So does my father. And so does Hercules.
He approves what?
He approves of Will.
Well, how do you know?
I asked him. I put it to him direct, and he went straight into his lair. He didn't turn around and back in. That's good luck.
I thought you didn't believe in superstitions.
I do when they come out the way I want them to. Otherwise, I ignore them. I'm getting more like my dad every day. Hello?
Hey, Molly, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Sam.
Scargo Powers?
Here you got her.
Where did you come up with that?
We did.
You know very well.
It's a big relief.
Well, that's good, because I was afraid to go out of the house with that thing on the loose, you know.
Waverly, there's a cruel streak in you, the way you tortured that boy.
Boy? He's no boy.
I sang him from that old Tom Lehrer song, I Hold Your Hand in Mine. I held up the severed hand and sang, My joy would be complete, dear, if only you were here. But still I keep your hand as a precious souvenir.
The night you died, I cut it off. I really don't know why.
For now, each time I kiss it, I get bloodstains on my tie.
On my tie.
I'm sorry now I killed you.
For love was something fine.
Until they come to get me, I shall hold your hand in mine.
You have been listening to Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater's presentation of The Case of the Calico Lobster. The actors in tonight's play...
The part of Captain Waverly Underhill was played by David Ellsworth.
The part of Dr. Alexander Schofield was played by Wally O'Hara.
The part of Gertie McGortis was played by Gene Bates.
The part of Molly Neptune was played by Jennifer Logan.
The part of Will O'Neill was played by Joseph Magnus.
The part of Ricky DeBusto was played by Peter Milan.
The part of DJ Sam was played by Bumper Morgan.
The part of Joe Poseidon was played by Don Bliss.
Written and directed by Stephen Thomas Oney. Audio engineering by Jim Hall. Original music by Mark Birmingham. This program is copyrighted by Stephen Thomas Oney for Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater. Kudos and special thanks to Sergeant Sweeney of the Barstool Police Department, Bruce Estrella, Senior Marine Biologist of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries. Grateful acknowledgement to Tom Lear for permission to include his song, I Hold Your Hand in Mine. And a tip of the hat to Trevor Corson for his fine book, The Secret Life of Lobsters. Thanks also to the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod. This is Bumper Morgan wishing you a pleasant evening and inviting you to tune in again when the fog rolls in on another chapter of Cape Cod Radio Mystery Theater.